NPR News, Kyiv.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, where drivers can compare direct rates using Progressive's rate comparison tool. Customers can see options and rates side by side. More at ProgressiveCommercial.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from Kansas City Civic Orchestra, presenting Musical Memories of Fantasia. Tonight, 7:30 p.m. and the 15th at 2 p.m. at Atonement Lutheran Church. Saturday matinee follows Barber Instrument Zoo at 12:45. Details at kccivic.org. A recording of the RTE Concert Orchestra and its conductor Barry Knight, and the music by a British composer of the 20th century by the name of Robert Docker, who had a prominent position on BBC radio programs such as The Musical World of Robert Docker. What we listened to was one of his tunes called The Fairy Dance Reel here on Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon, welcome, and thanks for joining me. I'm Jeff Watson. Classical music continues here on a Friday afternoon. Quite a bit to share with you in this noon hour. For harp and organ, a aria in the so-called classic style by Marcel Grandjeanet. We'll hear as well Samuel Coleridge Taylor's Symphonic Variations on an African Air. Also time for a little bit of Anton Bruckner's music. Much more still to come here on Kansas Public Radio. But we'll kick back next and savor the sound of Bach. We have a concerto for two violins in D minor with the members of Tafel Musik, led by conductor Jean Lehmann. Linda Melsted and David Greenberg are violinists next on KPR. Concerto for two violins in D minor, music by Johann Sebastian Bach, played by the members of Tafel Musik, led by conductor Jean Lehmann, violinists Linda Melsted and David Greenberg here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:25 now, the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, along in just a few minutes, and we'll hear from them Symphonic Variations on an African Air from English composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor. That and much more still to come. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, presenting Zoo Lights, holidays from around the world, November 21st through December 31st, now with private igloos for rent. Reservations and tickets at topekazoo.org. And the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary fundraising gala, Keeping History Alive Since 75, November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30, at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details available at watkinsmuseum.org. Little chamber music next, and music by the French harpist and composer Marcel Grandjeanet. Born in Paris and a studier of harp at a very early age, and later, when he came over to the United States, became professor of harp at the Juilliard School. Here is a aria he composed in the so-called classic style for harp and organ, played by Kathleen Bride, our harpist, John Gillock at the organ, on KPR. Aria in classic style for harp and organ, music by French harpist and composer Marcel Grandjeanet. Harpist Kathleen Bride and John Gillock playing organ here on Kansas Public Radio. 12:32 now, and you're listening to classical music on KPR. We've got classics until 3 p.m. All things considered, will join us at that time. We're live, we're local, KPR's 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan. Always online, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. You better not wait to get your tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas, which is going to be on Saturday night, December 13th, at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Last year's concert sold out 2 weeks early, so run, don't walk, to Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office, and get your tickets locked in for a big band Christmas with the Casey Jazz Orchestra. Get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic joins us now, and the music is by a British composer of the late 19th and early 20th century of both English and African descent by the name of Samuel Coleridge Taylor. What we'll listen to was composed in, I believe, 1911, his Symphonic Variations on an African Air. Grant Llewellyn and the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic on KPR. Symphonic Variations on an African Air from composer Samuel Coleridge Taylor, performed by the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Grant Llewellyn, on Kansas Public Radio. And just about 5 minutes to go now until the top of the hour and NPR News. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming Jonathan Brook, a singer-songwriter merging folk, melodic pop, and roots rock, Sunday, November 23rd, 7:30 p.m. in the Pavilion. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. Leave you in the company in this noon hour with the players of Larkaboo Deli. To take us up to news time, here's music by Austrian composer Anton Bruckner, a rondo for string quartet in C minor. Rondo for String Quartet in C Minor by Anton Bruckner, performed by the members of Larkaboo Deli here on Kansas Public Radio, where it's 1 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News and another hour of classical music, which brings us a piano trio by Dvorak.
Atomics at the Door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU-HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH-HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV-HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Our news.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A recording there by the Czechoslovak Radio Symphony. Conductor Kenneth Jean and violinist Takako Nishizaki. And music from China. And composer Qin Yun Cheng, a romance for violin and orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to have you back for more wonderful classical music on a Friday afternoon. The London Symphony Orchestra joins us a bit later on. And we've got music from that category of pieces inspired while the composer was on vacation. In this case, the composer being Ottorino Respighi, and music that he dreamed up after a visit to Rio de Janeiro in his Brazilian Impressions in just a little while. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Nodo Arts District, presenting winter celebrations with horse-drawn wagon rides, hot cocoa, annual light ceremony, and more. Open to the public November 29th in Redbud Park in Topeka, 2 to 8 p.m., information at explorenoto.org. Some more chamber music for you now by the great Antonín Dvořák, composed in 1876. The members of Trio Fontanelli give us now Piano Trio No. 2 in G minor. Piano Trio No. 2 in G minor, composed in 1876 by Antonín Dvořák, played today by the members of Trio Fontanelli on Kansas Public Radio. It is 1:38, a little over 20 minutes to go until the top of the hour and NPR News. Classical music continues till 3 p.m. At that time, we'll be ready for All Things Considered from NPR News. Tonight at 7 p.m., Daryl Brogdon is your host for the next Film Music Friday. And tonight, we're exploring The Beehive, that is, B-movies, those low-budget epics that frequently occupy the bottom half of a double feature, with music from films like The Alligator People, Tormented, Missile to the Moon, and lots more. Daryl Brogdon, your host for Film Music Friday, tonight from 7 to 9 here on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Good Shepherd Home, Home Care, and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org. Next on KPR is a recording of the London Symphony Orchestra and the music by Italian composer Ottorino Respighi, who took his first vacation to Rio de Janeiro in 1927, during an occasion when he was engaged to lead a concert series of his own music. And as often is the case with composers when they go on vacation, they absorb the local color and become inspired to write all new music. That's what happened to Respighi, who returned to Rio de Janeiro the following year with a bit of music inspired by his previous visit, capturing his own love of Brazil's tropical nights. We'll hear Brazilian Impressions with Antal Doherty and the London Symphony next on Kansas Public Radio. From Italian composer Ottorino Respighi, an orchestral suite that was inspired by a trip to Rio de Janeiro in 1927, Brazilian Impressions. The conductor Antal Doherty leading the London Symphony Orchestra here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is about 2 p.m., and just ahead, news from NPR, with more classical music in the next hour. That'll bring us Haydn's chamber music, along with the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic, and dances from the island of Malta. That and much more on the way.
The Atomic the Door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR's KANU in KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV in KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for news on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo, hosting Cookies with Claws, Saturday, December 6, 10 a.m. to 1, cookie decorating, Santa photos, giraffe feeding, and more. A full list of activities and tickets at Topeka Zoo.
Laws not limiting aid and that hundreds of trucks of goods are entering daily. It did not respond to further questions.
It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Made in Cookware. Made in Cookware is crafted by chefs, for chefs, and designed for restaurants and home kitchens around the world. Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. The Queensland Philharmonic Orchestra, conductor John Georgiades, and music by Carl Maria von Weber, March from Act Two of Turandot on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you once more. I'm Jeff Watson, here with you until 3 p.m., one more go-around of the classics on a Friday afternoon. An hour that'll bring us Haydn's chamber music, one of the piano trios. A bit later on, the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic, with exciting dances originating from the island of Malta by composer Charles Camilleri. Right now, though, the Drottingham Baroque Ensemble will continue with music from a composer of the late Baroque period, a German composer and violinist who was a Kapellmeister in the court of a prominent duke in the Holy Roman Empire. Music by one Johann Melchior Mulder, a trumpet concerto in D, played by the trumpeter Nicholas Eklund, the Drottingham Baroque Ensemble, conductor Edward H. Tarr. Next on Kansas Public Radio. A recording of the Drottingham Baroque Ensemble led by Edward H. Tarr and Nicholas Eklund with trumpet. With a trumpet concerto in D major from a German composer of the Romantic time, one Johann Melchior Mölter, on Kansas Public Radio. 2:21 now, and in just a little while, the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic will bring you some music from a composer who originated from the island of Malta, one Charles Camilleri and his Maltese Dances, still to come on a Friday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary. And 715 Restaurant at 715 Massachusetts Street in downtown Lawrence. Open Tuesday through Saturday at 3 p.m. till late. More at 715mass.com. A little bit of Franz Joseph Haydn's chamber music next. We're joined by the players of Trio 1790, and they'll play Piano Trio No. 21 on Kansas Public Radio. Piano Trio No. 21 in B-flat major, music by Franz Joseph Haydn, played by the members of Trio 1790, here on KPR. 2:39 now, here on the KU campus, and at 3 p.m., time for All Things Considered from NPR News. There's quite a bit going on this evening. You have quite a range of options for your entertainment tonight. At 7 p.m., of course, you could catch Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon. Tonight with a program all about music from the B-movies of the 50s, 60s, and beyond. Also happening tonight is the night when giant monsters attack Liberty Hall. During KPR's Cinema Go-Go, there's an enormous double feature that includes The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, plus It Came from Beneath the Sea, in which San Francisco is laid waste by a jumbo octopus. The fun starts at 7 p.m. tonight at Liberty Hall. You can get tickets at the door. You can find out more at kansaspublicradio.org. But that's not all. If you'd like some live music, maybe check out the Kansas City Civic Orchestra and their program Musical Memories of Fantasia, which is getting underway tonight, 7:30 p.m., at Atonement Lutheran Church, along with a performance on Saturday at 2 p.m., with music by Bach, symphonies by Beethoven, Schubert, Mussorgsky, and much more. Musical Memories of Fantasia with the KC Civic Orchestra. All the details for this evening and tomorrow afternoon's performance at kccivic.org. We move on now to a recording of the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic led by conductor Michael Laus, and the music by a composer born in 1931 on the Mediterranean island of Malta, music by one Charles Camilleri, who was born in 1931 to a family that taught him the rudiments of music and then studied in Europe as well as Canada, and even briefly studying during a stint with Igor Stravinsky. We'll listen to Camilleri's Maltese Dances on Kansas Public Radio. Maltese Dances from a composer who hailed from the island of Malta, Charles Camilleri. Michael Laus conducting the Slovak Radio New Philharmonic here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 3 p.m. now, and All Things Considered from NPR News is around the corner. Don't forget to catch Film Music Friday with Daryl Brogdon tonight from 7 to 9. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me as always. Another fun afternoon of classical music, and we'll visit again noon on Monday. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Bach Aria Soloists, presenting a debut collaboration with Missouri choral artists with works by Bach, Britten, and more. Saturday, November 15th at St. Paul's Episcopal in Midtown. Tickets and details at BachAriaSoloists.com. And the Lead Center, presenting Peebo Bryson, the Golden Touch Tour, celebrating 50 years in music, Saturday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.